we do not support your support of a terrorist organization.
They arrived early in the afternoon at the peak of the cold weather, but just being there, they were showing their solidarity with Israel.
You should all be fired! We don't need you! We don't need you!
Nearly 40 protesters showed up at the Scarborough office of QP Ontario waving Israeli flags and carrying signs reading, Smash Islamic Terror and Stop Apartheid Where It Exists. It was organized by the Jewish Defense League, a radical Jewish group whose members weren't afraid to express what they thought of President Sid Ryan's remarks.
Obviously, the guy's not going to step down about the psycho. He's always been a psycho. He was waiting for an opportunity. He said that Israel bombed the Islamic University in Gaza. Therefore, we should boycott all Israeli professors. If I had a message to Sid Ryan, I'd say, F you, step down from your organization. Your organization is a piece of crap, and you all deserve to be fired.
Other protesters delivered a calmer message, focusing on the goals of the rally and why the stance taken by QB should not be unchallenged.
We were able to show Toronto that we're not going to stand for this. This resolution is completely ridiculous, and Israel has every single right to defend himself, and it's important that Toronto knows.
I'm here to support Israel and show that QB's doing something wrong. Racism is racism. It doesn't matter if you're black, white, purple, or Israeli. It's still racism. If you say that anyone from a certain country is not allowed to speak their mind, that's against freedom of speech, and that's racism.
QP has yet to respond to the rally. A decision on whether the boycott will go forward will take place at a QP conference later this month. Tevi Pils, Observer Radio News, Scarborough.